Now, Richard, you drove a Lexus LX, which, by the way, is one of my personally more favorite cars. What did you think about this car?
Yeah, so this is the Lexus LX 600, which is sort of new, and this is really, if you want to get a Land Cruiser, Dad, you've got to get the Lexus, because Toyota isn't, at least these next several years, I know that there's talk about them bringing the Land Cruiser back to the U.S.
I actually saw that at SEMA, so I did actually get to see the version that they're going to be bringing out, which, by the way, I like rather well, but it is not comparable to what you're driving with the LX.
No, it's not the exact same. It's the closest you're going to find, not the same. But this is kind of Lexus's, obviously, top-of-the-line SUV.
Right.
There's different trim levels. They've got base, premium, F-Sport, luxury, and then ultra-luxury, which is the one that we drove. And this is essentially meant to be an executive cruiser sort of thing,
correct,
right, Dad? You're an executive, or you're you've got a company that you're picking people up from the airport, whatever it might be. And basically, it sort of deletes the middle row, puts a different one in, completely removes the third row, and these traditionally obviously come with the third row, and you don't get that in this vehicle. This is sort of meant to, you know, sit in that rear, you know, passenger side, rear seat of your second row. It's got massaging second row seats, heated and cool, or, you know, heated and ventilated rear seats, a wireless charging pad, infotainment. It really is meant for kind of the second row passenger. Although I will say, Dad, one thing I was not super impressed by was the room. Is even with the kind of the rearranging of the seats, it didn't have as much room as I would have liked in that second row.
Mm.
And obviously, I wasn't in there too much. Was driving the car most of the time, and as you would expect with the LX, drives super, super smooth. You don't hardly feel the bumps in the road. Some reviewers have said it's too smooth or floaty in essence. I don't really feel that. It's kind of what you pay for, right? Which this vehicle, as it sits, about $131,000. So again, definitely in that higher end and that higher end of luxury.
Right.
In the engine, obviously, they've kind of redid this a few years ago, Dad, which they put the turbocharged engine in there, and that works phenomenally. Let me see if I can pull it up. Yeah, the 3.4-liter twin-turbo V6 with 409 horsepower and the 10-speed automatic, which is really, really nice. The shifting is impeccable, really smooth. The infotainment system is something that's really, really gotten used to, and a really nice car. And so I really like it, really enjoy it. But unless you really need that second row for comfort,
yep,
you could save a little bit of money and still be in that luxury, get the reliability of Lexus and not have to sacrifice that third row, which does come in handy, especially if you've got a larger family.
Okay. By the way, folks, if you want to drive one of those, check it out at your local Lexus dealer. Tell them that Richard Rush, John Rush, both from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason, sent you. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.